Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. We are celebrating Street Fighter this week. The 30th Anniversary Collection comes out next Tuesday on Xbox and PlayStation. Got mine pre-ordered. I don't know if it's a pre-order bonus or if it's part of the game, but when I pick it up, I get a digital copy of Street Fighter 4 for free. So, really excited about it. Street Fighter, one of my favorite games, as we looked at on Monday's show. Just really, really loved it. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about the Street Fighter movie. Now, I know everybody's like, oh, that movie was real bad. Actually, it wasn't. If you want to see a bad Street Fighter movie, watch the Legend of Chun-Li. That one that came out in 2009 that had Kristen Crook and Chris Klein. Robin Chu was in it, Neil McDonough, Moon Bloodgood, Michael Clark Duncan. I mean, the cast was there. But it just was not good. It was real bad. Which is sad because usually Neil McDonough's a pretty good villain, but it was rough. Nash out was one of the worst lines I've ever heard in movie history. But yeah, so we're talking about Street Fighter, the 1994 film. This movie isn't great, I'll give you that, but it's had a special place in my heart, and it's a whole lot of fun. It was directed by Steven E. DeSouza, and he did a lot of things, actually, and throughout TV and film, aside from, of course, this one, he wrote or produced and worked on the Die Hard movies, Jumpin' Jack Flash, 48 Hours, Judge Dredd, Lara Croft, Cradle of Life, TV. He was on The $6 Million Man, Hardy Boys, Bionic Woman, V, the original one, the 84 one, Knight Rider, 20 episodes of Knight Rider, Tales from the Crypt, Cadillacs and Dinosaurs. I mean, dude definitely knows his stuff, and he's won awards and all sorts of things. I mean, he got the Norman Lear Lifetime Achievement Award. He wrote the screenplay for Hudson Hawk that won him a Razzie, but that's okay because it's fun. But he also got nominated for a couple of Edgar Allan Poe awards for motion picture writing for 48 Hours and Die Hard. So pretty respectable resume there. And then if you go on to look at the cast, the main cast was a really big cast. You know, nowadays with Civil War, Infinity War, and Justice League, we don't think a whole lot about, oh yeah, there's 10, 12 people in this cast. That's a pretty small cast. Back then, though, it was something that wasn't very common. But you had Jean-Claude Van Damme as Guile, Raul Julia as Bison, Ming-Na Wen as Chun-Li, Damien Chapa as Ken, Kylie Minogue as Cammy, Byron Mann as Ryu, and they're not a whole lot of big names. Well, Miguel Nunez Jr. as DJ, who looked and acted nothing like DJ, is him and JCVD are the only ones that really went on to do anything. But the movie also had Dalsim, Zangief, Balrog, Blanca, T-Hawk, Vega, Honda, and Sagat. But Raul Julia, you know, I mentioned Neil McDonough always being an awesome villain. Raul Julia is always awesome in everything that he ever acted in. Unfortunately, he passed away because this movie came out in December of 94. He actually passed away in October of 94, which is super sad because he was phenomenal actor. if you don't know who he is, I mean, he was Gomez Adams in the Adams Family movies. He was on Newhart Show back in the day, the escape artist. He's been in dozens, literally dozens and dozens of things. I forgot that. I'm looking at his page right now. And he was in Alamo, 13 Days to Glory, and he played General Santa Anna. As a Texan, I totally want to check that out and see, you know, because I'm sure he did a great job. And Jean-Claude Van Damme, we all know, in 94, let's see, where would he have been at in this time? He was, you know, pretty big name by this time. He had already done Time Cop, Hard Target, Last Action Hero, Universal Soldier, Double Impact, Lionheart, yeah, and Bloodsport. So, done a whole lot of things, but, you know, so he was definitely the main guy. I mean, on the poster, giant Jean-Claude face, and then a little Raul Julia floating underneath him, and what looks like a Dr. Robotnik device, if we're being honest, and then everybody else is just kind of hanging out in the background. But the film, interesting thing about it, when we talked about Captain Sawada, he actually had to be put in there. I forgot who it was, but somebody was like, hey, we need this character in here for some kind of tie-in thing, and they ended up not even really using him in the game and stuff, but oh well. The guy who played him, his name is actually Kenya Sawada, so they just didn't have to change his name or anything. One of the highlights of the movie, for sure, for me anyway, is not just, you know, the awesomeness of the movie itself, but if you go back and you look at the soundtrack, if you want like a screenshot of 1994 rap and hip hop, this album had it. I mean, Ice Cube was on there, Nas, The Pharmacide, LL Cool J, Craig Mack, MC Hammer, Public Enemy, more and more and more. That's when we have the LL Cool J song at the end of the show this week. It's a lot of fun. And that's the thing with the whole movie. You know, I always felt that, like, Ken and Ryu were the focus of the games. And in the animated movies, they usually are, too. This one, Guile is because he's leading like a UN task force on Shadaloo, where Bison is in charge and doing all this other stuff. And they do kind of shoehorn a lot of people in. The whole weird thing about Chun-Li being a reporter seeking revenge, but Honda and Balrog are her production crew, that's a little strange for me. DJ is kind of comical relief. I felt like there's a whole story with Ken and Ryu here about them being kind of con men, but with a heart of gold, kind of like the Ocean's 11 guys. And they try to do too much. But, you know, this is before the days of franchise, before we had multi-picture deals. Really, I mean, you did a few with, like, James Bond and things, but I think that they wanted to do something, because at the end, there you see Raul Julia, you see Bison's hand come up from the rubble he was buried in. But this is also fresh off the heels of Mario Brothers, so it's better than Mario Brothers. It's just a really, really fun movie, you know. I keep going back to talk about Raul Julia. He was nominated for a Saturn Award for this film, which is amazing, you know, for a video game film to be nominated for awards and things. It's, all in all, really fun. Mindless, mid-90s, turn off your brain, watch some fighting, fun. And it's, I don't know, Kylie Minogue is in it, that's always a plus. But yeah, go watch it. I'm sure it's on Netflix or something. If not, I'm sure the Blu-ray's pretty cheap. I revisited it not too long ago, and I mean, it made lots of money. It made almost $100 million, so that's good. So it did something right. If you're a fan of the franchise, if you enjoy Street Fighter, go back and watch this movie. I promise. Well, actually, no. I do. You know, I always say like 99%. No, I 100% promise, guarantee that if you like Street Fighter, if you're a fan of the franchise, you're going to love this movie. It's a lot of fun. Watch it. Yeah, do it. Let me know after you watch it if you liked it or if I was wrong. Did you not like it? You let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there everywhere. Love to hear from you. Love to see what you think, especially if we're on the same wavelength. You know, if you're like, oh, yeah, that's a really good movie, then obviously you have good taste in movies. And since you listen to the podcast, you have good taste in podcasts. So you're a good person. But if you don't, you know, or if you have any questions or anything, that's fine, too. You can also email me. nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Make sure to click that little subscribe button on whatever device you're listening on. That way you can get not only my show, but also DC Animated Adventures and Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. Lots of exciting things going on over there that you definitely want to check out. But yeah, that's going to be it. Please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/thenightnerd. A couple bucks get you into all sorts of exclusive things and cool things, and it's definitely worth checking out. But that's going to be it for me. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.